Head of school Ian Crossland with the Park City Day School has been there since July of last year. He moved to Park City with his family from Bogota, Colombia. They have 130 students and 30 staff members on an 11-acre campus in Pinebrook. He says if you were to take a tour of the school, there would be students engaged and working together on group projects.
We wouldn't have the typical desks lined up in rows and students, you know, obediently taking notes. That happens at times because, you know, that's still part of the educational model, but it's really much more about being engaged and challenged and asking questions, working collaboratively. We have a lot of group projects, both at an adult level, teachers working together across disciplines in a, we call it, transdisciplinary manner, because we believe that's kind of the way the real world works.
Crossland says the outdoor education program is one of the core pillars of what they offer. He says taking kids out of their comfort zones gives them a chance to grow physically, emotionally, and academically.
Part of that is developing that love of nature. You know, we have a group of students heading down to the desert this spring, and they'll be learning some basic rock climbing techniques. And understanding that is of value in and of itself. But to us, much, much more important is putting kids in another environment in which they can learn and grow. The relationships definitely shift amongst peers and teacher to students when you take them out of their comfort zone of a classroom and put them in a mountaintop or in a desert.
Crossland says he's seen educational programs all over the world, and he's been exposed to international baccalaureate schools. He thinks moving Park City Day School to an IB-accredited program is not a huge leap. IB certification was offered a decade ago in the Park City School District when Treasure Mountain Middle School was identified as an international school, making certification available on an opt-in basis. The program fizzled in the public school, but Crossland thinks it will be successful in an independent school because the IB learning model is already in place, and it will be a school-wide program.
I felt like there was a real opportunity to leverage what we already do in terms of this, as you mentioned, experiential, inquiry-based learning, and sort of add a framework that could help us take that to another level. In terms of their philosophy, it mirrors what we have already been doing and what we really believe in.
A group of seventh grade students were inspired to work on a single-use bag ban campaign after seeing firsthand the effects plastic bags have on the county landfill. They've used a multidisciplinary approach that includes scientific research, written opinion pieces, petitioning local government, and seeking business solutions to develop a compostable plastic bag. Crossland says they continue their efforts to push for an ordinance banning businesses from using single-use plastic bags countywide. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.